So it's getting real now, isn't it? It's getting real. So it's almost like every week there's some major thing happening. I'm gonna try to title this Sticking Together. Now, oil and water never mix. The saved and the goats cannot mix. The Bible says, come out from among them and be ye separate, right? As Americans, though, we have like a dual citizenship. We have a citizenship in whatever country you're in, and you have a citizenship in heaven as a saved person because you're seated in the heavenlies. So you're supposed to be a good citizen, you know, try to keep the peace, live peaceably with all men if possible, the Bible says. There's boundaries and limits for a reason in calculus and math and in nation states. There's always limits and boundaries in your home, your neighbors, your neighborhood, your property line and all that stuff. There's boundaries even with your body language, you know. If somebody gets too close to you, you back up, you know. Or you ask them to back up. You can dwell in peace with those boundaries. When the boundaries start getting crossed, that's when you have problems. If you're sticking together with somebody, you have to be on the same page. You have to have the same belief systems, the same doctrine, same teaching. You can't just have willy-nilly, you know, doctrine determines behavior. If you don't fear God, you sure don't fear man's system. And man's system is just temporary. We know it's not, you know, it doesn't matter which nation it is. It's a made-up system, but it's a system to create peace, you know. If you take a bunch of people and create a tribe, and you go over here and you live in this on this land, some people are going to rise up in the tribe as the priest class, and they're going to make the laws and the rules to keep the peace. There's always going to be somebody setting rules and boundaries and laws because the flesh is nothing but sin. And because of sin, you're under law. You're under slavery. The blue sky is blue letter law. The green grass is reptilian. Green reptilian, go green crowd. Reptilians are green. Your reptilian nature needs to be under some kind of law because an unsaved person doesn't have any conviction of the Holy Spirit and needs to be restrained. Even saved people needs that restraining because they can walk in the spirit or walk in the flesh, and that restraining is to keep you in check and keep you in line. And if you read the Bible and you rightly divide, you'll see the letter killeth and the spirit gives life. So when you walk in the flesh, the law is going to be there to kill, steal. Not steal like you're giving it away. You're going to have to go pay some money to the lawyer, you know. Time. You're going to have to spend your time at the courthouse. If you get in the flesh, you're going to have to pay. If you stay in the flesh too long, it will destroy you. Kill, steal, and destroy is the flesh creature. And so the law, if a person's walking in the flesh, they're going to get a reflection. If you look at the police, the way they act, you know they're not normal. They're not normal. When they put on that uniform, they change. When you talk to a policeman outside of his uniform, he changes. But when he puts on a uniform, you know they're not normal. You can't talk to them. They lie. Why would they lie? Why would a policeman lie? Why would they try to entrap you? Why? The law, the letter killeth. The devil's the draconian. The letter, the letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. Jesus came down here and he said, there's nothing in me. The devil tried to find something in him. They're always trying to find something to accuse, like the legalist. The legalist is trying to set a trap. The narcissist Jezebel is trying to set a trap. They're always saying, "I'm trying to set a trap." It's a trap. And when you're free above the law and you're walking in the Spirit, then you're above the letter of the law, and there's nothing. You pay your taxes, you go to work, you go home, you keep the peace, you don't cause trouble, you mind your own business. You're not in the middle of all their junk and their chaos and their trouble. Now, they'll try to set you up, but your character should outweigh their... They usually hurt themselves. And when I say they, I'm talking about the flesh creatures. It doesn't matter if it's a legalist, a narcissist, a Jezebel, Delilah, scorner, con artist, whatever. They usually destroy themselves, you know. As long as you just endure for a season, you'll see that they destroy themselves or a pattern. They've created a pattern so strong they can't change, you know. They represent the law. They're trying to put you under law, even though they can't keep the law. They're trying to project their inability to keep the law onto you to make you keep the law, but they can't even keep it. But God usually puts these kind in authority for a reason, because a lot of times they can't be saved. They've given themselves over to the devil's system, and the devil is draconian, so they can't get saved. They rejected the Holy Spirit so long. So what is their role down here? Everybody has a role. Their role is to preach the law. Their role is to put you under guilt, shame, and condemnation. So when you walk in the flesh, they're there to romp like a cat in the getting ready to attack. They're sitting there ready to attack. When you get in the flesh, they're ready. They're just sitting. They're watchers. And I'm talking about multidimensionally. I'm talking about they could be in the same house. They could be in your church. They could be neighbors. They could be on the job. They could be in government. We're talking about at multi levels. When you get in the flesh, the devil's got his flesh creatures that he can possess, and in an instant, they turn into the narcissist, the Jezebel, the scorner, the person. When you get in the flesh, they're there to pounce. That's the word I was looking for. They're there to pounce. But when you walk in the Spirit, they can't even see you. They'll try to provoke you to get you in a pride war. They'll try to pull you into their game. The drama, the media, the news, the radio, everything is to pull you into that fight. Because the Bible says, not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit. You have the power, and they're trying to steal it away from you to get you to fight, to try to get you to think you have to do something to keep the power. But you already have the power because you're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. You have the power. Everything actually is revolving around your position in Christ. And so the only way they can pull you down to their level is to get you fighting against them in the energy of the flesh. Long story short, there's two kinds of people down here. Those under law, those in the Spirit, above the law. Now, so the saved people have to stick together, the Spirit filled. Now, some saved people are carnal, and you can't really talk to them. You just have to let God deal with them over time. It usually takes a long time. If you know, and you might say, well, how do I judge if they're carnal? Just listen to their words. Just listen to their words. You got enough education. If you listen to my channel long enough, you got enough education to see who the carnal Christians are and who aren't. But you still keep them at arm's length, you know. You're still connected to them, but they can't get in your little personal space because they got one foot in the world, one foot in heaven, you know, and they're gonna defile the ship. It's all about your body ship. Your ship is a vessel separated unto God. The devil's deceived the whole world. The Gentile nations have been deceived, and it's corrupt. It's corruptible. And as you look at the nation, it's getting more corrupt. There's going to have to be stuff like coronaviruses. There's going to have to be more draconian measures but until people cry out to God and get right, and then the law won't even be needed. The reason there's law and the dracon is getting worse and worse is because of sin. The more sinful the nation, the more law, the more legalism, the more control. Because the energy of the flesh has to be controlled by law. It can't be controlled by the Spirit, because the average person has no Holy Spirit conviction. Even the saved people, the carnal Christians, you talk to them and they have no conviction. It's like, are you even saved? And they say, I believe in Jesus. But they have no conviction. You say, are you saved? You have no conviction? So you got the Christians and you got some believers who see the code. There's a code hidden in plain view. It's another language. You know, if you read Revelation 2, the Bible talks about giving you that hidden manna. The hidden manna is the code. There's more hidden manna, I'm sure. But one of the hidden mannas is the code. I didn't believe it until God revealed it to me. And then when he revealed it to me, it's like, wow. So I spent 7 years every day trying to decode what the code was about. And I finally did. I finally came to back to source. And so the Christians need to stick together. The saved people who see the code need to stick together, because you're going to feel alone. Most people, 99.999% of the people can't see code, what I'm talking about. And all the code is right in front of you, is the flesh versus spirit, the cross, the blood of his cross, the Turing machine, the red versus blue, the cut, the turn, the union and flow. Right in front of you, everywhere you look, is the same truth about the cross. What Jesus did on the cross is encoded in the DNA, it's encoded in the washing machines, it's encoded in your car, your tires, your engine, the gas, the vapor. It's encoded everywhere right in front of you. The leaves, the trees, the seeds, the grass, it's the same code everywhere. Everything is sustained by that moment in time, the Lamb slain before the foundation world. If you unfold that, you see, you know all things. Down here, he's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. It's not even entered the heart of man what God has prepared for them. But we know in the new heaven and new earth, there's no more tears. All this stuff will be behind us. There's no ocean in the new heaven and new earth. Why is there no ocean? Because the waves are gone. It's steady state. The waves are the drama, the Draco Ma. D-R-A is Draco. Ma is the machine, the material realm. The material realm is nothing but going down. Second law of thermodynamics tells you that. It's a birthing machine. It's to birth in the spirit babies. You got flesh babies down here, and you got spirit babies. And the flesh babies are becoming more satanic over time, and they become demonic, psychopaths. The flesh babies become Wiccans eventually because they think they're God. The spirit babies become more like Jesus, but we know that we're not God. Jesus is God. The firstborn among many brethren, Jesus is the image of the Godhead bodily, has the fullness of the Spirit. But as sons of God, daughters of God, you know that you're going to get a new body, and this temporary down here, and you're going to be judged according to things done in the body at the Bema Seat of Christ. There's a great white throne judgment after the 1,000 years for the unbeliever, but there's a Bema Seat at the rapture for the saved. The judgment seat, the Bema Seat, B-E-M-A. And so those of us who can see some code, see some things past the surface, the hidden manna, we got to stick together. The saved got to stick together. The hidden manna people got to stick together. It's hidden manna. It's manna, word. You eat the word. You drink the word. The code. Code is codex. Codex is book. Book is Bible. Biblia. Biblios. the Phoenician script tells you what it all is about. And so from A to Z, there's a code. The alphabet actually tells you the history of the world. It really does. I'm decoded. I've got videos on that. And so, sticking together when you're on the same page, sticking together when you have the same belief system. I have some King James only people on my channel, I'm sure. And I like the King James, and I'll use the King James, but I'm a Greek only. I'm a Greek. I believe the Greek. You know, Jesus spoke in Greek. Go back to the Greek. Go back to the Hebrew. And where does the Hebrew and the Greek come from? It goes back to Phoenician script. Where does that come from? The Sumerian. There's no way for me to learn Sumerian. I just don't have a desire to learn Sumerian. I know enough about the Phoenician cognates and letters and all that's enough for me. It took a long time. And so, it doesn't matter what language, but a lot of the King James like to stick together. Because you're like, it's like a bond, you know? But you don't want to close your mind to other systems or other ideas or other thoughts, because you don't have to be afraid of somebody coming up to you and saying, you know, I studied the Wiccans just to see what they believed. A lot of people attack me. Why are you talking to that Wiccan? Because I wanted to know what their stand was. Just like my ex-wife. Why are you watching Louis Farrakhan? Cut that off. No, I'm not going to follow Louis Farrakhan. I'm studying what he believes. What are you talking about? Why are you trying to tell me what to read and what to think about? Are you the thought police? Are you the thought police? Legalism? Are you God? Don't tell me what to think about. God's Word tells me what to think about. I rightly divide the Word, but I studied the other systems out there, whether it's the Mormons, the Wiccans, you know, a lot of people are afraid of Wiccans. Claim the blood. Claim the blood. If you get attacked by a Wiccan, start walking in the, dying daily, walking in the Spirit, claim the blood, and pray for that Wiccan, and God will remove that Wiccan out of your life. And if you get four or five of them in a coven attack, and you pray and get some, you know when the Wiccans are, here, let me tell you how you know when the Wiccans are attacking. You could be sitting at your computer or sitting in your car for a day, you know, you'll be sitting at your computer and a spider just drops down from the ceiling. Or you're sitting in your car and a spider tries to jump on you out of nowhere. You know that you have a coven coming after you right then. When you start to see spiders out of nowhere coming after you. It's a fractal. And so what do? You get your heart right. Die daily. Claim the blood. Keep short accounts. Watch your tongue. Watch your thoughts. Get in the spirit walk. You know, if you don't believe that, all you have to do is read Jack Hiles, one of the most fundamental independent preachers out there ever to exist. He says, just Google Jack Hiles and spiders, meaning of spiders, and you'll find it. Because a lot of people think it's on the fringe, but if Jack Hiles, a fundamental independent Baptist, talked about it, is it really the fringe, or just are people just ignorant of what's really going on? There's always a precog, a postcog, a sign of some kind. You know, we're not looking for signs, but the signs are always there, because you're in, the word sign means cross. In Him we live and breathe and have our being. So everything happening around you all the time, there's stuff happening around you 24/7, 7 days a week. It's like imagine being in the Bible. Let's say you compress from 3D to 2D and you're just walking around in the Bible. That's what 3D is. You're walking around in biblical truth. You got the flesh versus the spirit. You got the verses, which means turn. You've got the period, which is the blood at the end of a sentence. You got the characters on the page. You got characters all around you. You're living in a 3D writing. It's a script, but it's a 3D play. It's a 3D experience of the 2D, which is based in the 5D. The 3D experience is no different than the 2D Bible that originated in the 5D, and you're a character of the word. So when you look at the page of the book, you see characters of words. And so Jesus is the word, and you're a piece cut off from the word. So you're a character in the 3D scripture, your script. You are as your, E is spirit, your spiritual script. So you're playing out the letter versus the spirit moment by moment. So when you turn the news on, you see a bunch of people mad about the law. A lot of times, it's revealing how evil they are. You can't have no law. You have to have law for the flesh mind. But what it usually does is it separates the, well, what it always does, it separates the sheep from the goat. Because somebody who sees the system for what it really is, they either humble themselves and get right by with God, or they get more rebellious and they become more demonic and they destroy themselves. They actually destroy themselves. The letter is to show them their sin. The letter of the law is to show their sin. Whether it's the police, whatever it is, that law is there to show you your sin and your inability to keep it. And so you cry out to God and say, I can't do this. And He gives you the Holy Spirit and gives you the power, and over time, the knowledge and the know-how to function, you know. Even the word function. The letter F is 6, which is man's number, and unction is the power of the Holy Spirit. So the word, every word tells you the whole truth. So F is the 6 man, the 666 man is the letter F. That's why they say F-U. And that's on the left-hand side of that word, function. And on the right-hand side of that word is unction. So you got the flesh, which is the F, versus the spirit, which is unction, on the right-hand side. So the code is encoded in everything, especially the words. You can see it in the words really easy, but it's everywhere. And so you got F to be able to function according to what you're created to be, or what you're created to function in. You have to realize you can't do it without the unction of the Holy Spirit. So most people try to function in the energy of the F, the flesh, self. But you can't function without the unction. You're a F creature, clay creature, but you can't function without the unction. F is man's number. F is 6 foot under. When you die, you go 6 foot. Why do you think they dig the grave 6 foot? Because it's the letter F. It's encoded. It's not King James. This is Phoenician. This is creation code. King James is just a derivative of the real language, which is based on your body, which is based on the body of Christ. Language comes from your body. The universe around you comes from your body. It's a reflection. The tree means faith, upright. God made man upright, but He sought out many inventions. To be functioning in an upright position at a fractal level at every dimension, whether it's your heart, your mind, your soul, your 3D body, the way you write in 2D, the way you think, everything about you has to be upright to function in the unction. Maybe I'll change the title. Functioning with unction. Function with unction. Get rid of the F. Although you can't, because you have a dual nature. Like I said, you're seated in the heavenlies, but you also walk down here. So the letter F is your walk down here. The unction is above. To walk down here in power, you have to have the unction. You can't function without the unction. Do you hear what I'm saying? It's right there in the Word. It's encoded in the Word. Function. The letter F is you, the flesh. So you want to move to the Spirit. U-N-C. You, which is you sheep. N is I-N. U is E-W-E. C is agape. By the cross. C-T is current transformer. So you transform from the F to the ion. And ion is the walking in the power. Because ion is electrons. The elect. Ron is rule. The word Ron means to rule. So to function in the unction, you move from F, which is man, U, E-W-E, or U, the letter U, or the letters E-W-U, same thing. N, the letter N is I-N. C, which is agape, love. C is the third letter. T is the cross. C-T is current transformer. You change your flow from the flow of the flesh to the flow of the Spirit by a current transformer, the T. Ion is Zion, Sion, which is power, which is walk, which is to go, which is electron, which is the power. The electron is elect, the elect. Run means to rule. So you rule and you walk in the unction as your function down here. In your ship, your body vessel, you function in the unction by the T and the ion crosswalk. It's right there in the words. I didn't even plan this. I mean, I never even planned to talk about that. That's the flow. It just comes up, just flows out. Living waters. You're only able to flow in the unction with the CT, which is current transformer, and the ion, and the letter C, which is agape, because you love your enemy, love your neighbor. Give your enemy some water and bread. Don't repay evil for evil. That's the unction power. That's your function. And the F creature can't function in the unction because they're in the F. And that's all they know is the F. They're 6 foot under. They haven't even sprouted yet. Much less become a tree, a upright tree. They're still 6 foot underground. They haven't even sprouted. They're still in the F. Their function is not an unction. Their function is just to get saved. They're dead in trespasses and sin. They're 6 foot under still. Do you understand what I'm saying?